May our good Lord provide you with an abundance of love for one another. Amen. There is a lot of hard questions that hardly anybody asks these days. For some of those questions, there are Advent answers. The question this evening is, how can God take on human flesh and why? As we celebrate the Advent season, we implore for the time when heaven met earth, when God took on human flesh in the person of Jesus. We also prepare for that ultimate Advent when the same Christ shall come in the fullness of the Godhead. Imagine yourself as a missionary in a remote part of New Guinea, trying to share your faith with people who have never heard about this God of ours. For that matter, imagine yourself talking over the fence to your neighbor who knows absolutely nothing about the Christian faith. How would you describe God? How would you? You know, God, the God that we trust with our lives, the God that we believe in, the God we teach and confess, whom we worship and serve, and with whom we have daily conversations through prayer. Would you describe God as awesome, glorious, eternal? How in the world do you describe something which has no beginning and no end? The might and majesty of Almighty God are infinitely beyond our ability to comprehend, which is a good thing. I've often said that I'm gladdened by the fact that I can't fit my God into some little box of my own understanding, that there's a whole truckload of stuff I'd like to know about God, but never will on this side of eternity. While we have lots of words to describe God, we can never explain him. We just marvel. We marvel that this God is the creator of all things, of the light and the darkness, of the seas, stars, mountains, and plains, of animals and plants, the birds and fish, man and woman, made out of nothing. All that we see and touch and smell and hear, that's good. God made it from scratch. Amazing, just amazing. That's the context of today's hard question. How can God, this God, who is infinitely beyond description or explanation or comprehension, how can God take on human flesh? And why would he do it? The Gospel of John begins by saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. And then on verse 14 it says, and the Word created life and light and the totality of creation. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. How? You know the story. You know the story as well as I. And it's just as much a mystery and a miracle as all that has just been said. It's the story we just read, the story of a young girl named Mary, chosen to be the human mother of this holy God, conceived in her womb by the Holy Spirit. And in a stable, quietly, and with a faithful man, Joseph, looking on, God did take on human flesh. And his name was Jesus. How? Mystery. A miracle. It's the birth of God. The baby's name gives us response to why God took on human flesh. Jesus means Savior. The first man and woman made in God's image fell from holiness, but not from grace. Every created human being since Adam and Eve fall into sin. the world would never be the same as when he first created. You know, sin is powerful, sin is deadly, and sin wreaks havoc upon all people. The world needed a Savior, but the qualifications were steep. The Savior had to be someone who was still holy, without sin. The Savior also had to be someone who would be able to endure the consequences of sin, of the pain and suffering and death, and then snuff out its power through the new life of resurrection. Why did God take on human flesh? Because he loves us, simply as that. Because he loves us. He loves us enough to say, I'll never give up on them. I'll never leave them. I, the Father, will send them my only Son to be born among them, to live among them, and to save them from the curse of sin. So, it was on that night we call Christmas when heaven met earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.